Welcome to the Rhino Daily Podcast, the daily podcast for sharp entrepreneurs. You'll hear insights and ideas from the world's top entrepreneurs and thought leaders,
designed to help you increase your profits and improve your lifestyle.
Now here's your host, Steve Cypress.
Hello and welcome to Foundation Friday, September 22nd, 2017, first day of fall. Happy autumn, everybody. Rhino of the day. We'll check it out. Last night, we went to an event, sat with a client of mine and his fantastic wife, and watched a presentation all about cruises, trying to get us to go on these cruises. I could not believe, by the way, that one of these cruises was 48-day cruise. Like to Singapore or something, or from Singapore to where at, when another one was 60-day cruise. Like, holy cremoly. Like, you put me on anywhere that I can't get off of, or I'm stuck or for 60 days. Like, really now? Like, I don't think I'll ever be doing that one. Anyway, so here's the Rhino of the day. We get the old cruise brochure book. And of course, there was ones from all over the world and all these European and Hawaiian and Alaska cruises and Caribbean and whatever. And I'm like, African, let's check that out and see if. And there is, in fact, indeed, a rhino. In fact, there's three rhinos. There's a rhino and two baby rhinos right there in the cruise catalog. Those are the rhinos of the day. Let's get to the foundational tip. It comes from the 25th anniversary edition of Dan Kennedy's Magnetic Marketing, which, fitting for Foundation Friday, because that's been the foundation for the last 20 years or so of my entrepreneurial career of owning multiple businesses and helping thousands of other business owners and entrepreneurs to put together systems to attract their ideal target clients systematically so that they can relax and not be all stressed out, and certainly not do any grunt work of network meetings and cold calling and flyering the air and all that kind of crap people do, even worse when they have their guys do it. Like, oh yeah, you know, my roofers, I when they're done with the job, I have them flyer the neighborhood, like, and I have knock on doors and talk to people, appointments. I'm like, so now suddenly your roofers are door-to-door salespeople? Like, come on now, guy. And that's why I named my company Successful Selling Systems, because it's all about putting systems that work. Hey, thanks for the like. Laura Betterly is here. Fantastic to see you. Terry Tibbs is here. Thanks for the likes. And so I want to get right to it, and I'm just permitting, I'm going to read right out of the beginning of the 25th anniversary edition of Dan Kennedy's Magnetic Marketing, which I showed in yesterday's Throwback Thursday video. This is the third version that I have, so go watch that one if you want to see the original versions of it. I couldn't find the cassette tapes because I gave them to somebody, lent them to somebody. But how cool it is to look back at the old version. But this new one, man, very cool. So here's what Dan says. Right away in the beginning, he says, I'll kick this off by talking about the discovery that could well be the most important realization you ever arrive at as a business person. It is disappointing and frustrating at first, but empowering if embraced and acted on. I can attest that it was awfully disappointing and frustrating at first for me, too. And so Dan says, I discovered that you can have the most wonderful product or greatest service ever invented and still starve. I discovered that you can be a spectacular salesperson and still starve. You can have a positive attitude that Norman Vincent Peale would envy and be as motivated as a participant in the Tony Robbins seminar and still starve. You can be a master closer with 365 sales closes and still starve. I discovered that you can provide great value, great service, great expertise, and still starve. Your business can literally be a paragon of virtues and still let you starve. Unless and until you have an affordable, efficient, dependable means of attracting a sufficient flow of qualified buyers, you cannot get rich and you may very well starve, and you certainly won't have peace of mind. I can attest to that, and I'm sure everybody can, even if now you've used magnetic marketing or somebody who taught you based on magnetic marketing. There's plenty of us who have learned from Dan Kennedy and other masters of sales and marketing and put it together to teach our own clients how all this works, and you've revolutionized your own business, your own life, their lives. But maybe you remember back, I certainly do, to those times of phone not ringing, crickets, like mailing stuff out and it didn't work, and claiming that, like, you know, I was blaming everything. Like, you know, I put an ad in that thing, that didn't work. Ran an ad on that radio station, that was a waste of money, that didn't work. I did this, I tried that, I whatever, like, didn't have a system. Didn't know what I was doing, didn't have the basics of it. So not only is this magnetic marketing have the system and the strategy and the ideas behind what you do overall, it also has what they call the vault. It used to be called the toolkit, now it's the vault, where they have all kinds of proven successful samples. And one of my clients actually has one of his pieces in there, one of his successful campaigns in there. So it's a pleasure to have worked with a client and helped him to, although I take none of the credit, that he has gotten himself into the 25th anniversary edition of Magnetic Marketing. You have to not only have proven that the thing was successful and then pass through the test that it's one of the ones Dan's going to put in there. None of the things in the vault now, it's called, are just ideas that I hopefully they work, which is what I used to do. I used to sit down and read the books and take the courses and go to the events and go, I think I got it. I hope this works. Cut it out. Stop that. Like I just read right out of the mind, Dan Kennedy, to your ears on Foundation Friday. The foundation, the key discovery, the number one thing. Doesn't matter about having the greatest product, service, this, that, whatever. If you don't have those leads coming in on a steady, reliable basis, excellent leads, your ideal prospects who are magnetically attracted to you, you're not chasing them. That's why it's called magnetic marketing. That's why it's so invigorating, relaxing, get peace of mind when it does work. And you have the opposite of all that. You have frustration and ugliness, and it's an uphill battle, and so much rejection and all that kind of crap. I remember back to when I used it, and every time I help a new client to use it, I'm reminded, because that's what he or she is going through. They're like, man, I am totally frustrated. I don't know what to do. But hoo-ha. So you can listen to me, and or you can get the 25th anniversary edition of Dan Kennedy's Manic Marketing, or even better, you can do both, which I highly recommend you do. So that's it for Foundation Friday. I put a link above, and not only does it show you where you can invest in the magnetic marketing, but you don't have to do that. That link just goes to a page where Dan put up all kinds of video trainings that are free. Watch those, learn from those. There are downloads that help you to put together, figure out who's your ideal client, and put together the right message, the irresistible offer that they can't resist doing business with you. These are all free worksheets and bonuses and PDFs and reports and printouts and all this free kind of training. The thing that you won't get for free, though, is the vault. It's the toolkit. It's the actual sample letters. So if, you know, at least go watch that stuff and enjoy it. It's really great stuff. It'll rattle your mind if you're stuck in this frustrating world of chasing clients and thinking there's nothing else you can do and it's just hard work. I got to go to another networking meeting, you understand, and I got to make some more cold calls, or I got to hope I can, you know, pester people. Anyone, talk about social media, anyone, I mean, I get them every day. All these friend requests on Facebook, all these LinkedIn requests from people that are trying to sell you stuff. I'm like, that just, who wants to do that? Like that, I'm like, hey, is this your marketing plan? This is how you get clients? Like, yeah, I build websites and I do whatever. And so spam is your business plan. Like, not for me. I much rather prefer the life I live for me and my clients of having ideal clients coming to me. So if you can watch all that training, get all those downloads and sheets and whatever, then implement it and do it on your own, that's fantastic. If you want help from me, let me know. And it's only a few $100. You get the magnetic marketing, you not only get a lot more training, a lot more of the special sauce and the mindset behind the whole thing, but you get the actual sample templates. They're in Microsoft Word format. It's like fill in the blanks. Like, change that name to your name and, like, put a stamp on this thing and mail it out. Watch your phone ring. Come on. Anyway, that's it for Foundation Friday. Enough of the soapbox. Rich is here. And Matt Basak is here. So talk about some unbelievably tremendous marketers that are on this video. Thanks for being here. And Rich says, be a magnet and you will catch coins. I like it. And hence the the new version that I have is in it's online form. It's in PDF and videos. But yeah, that's why that's the logo of magnetic marketing, is that magnet catching the coins a la Rich. And this is also same thing here. Only check this one out, Rich. Not only is the newer version from 10 years ago catching coins, it's also catching bills. How about that? That is some kind of strong magnet you got there. That's on the cover of the what used to be the toolkit, and it had all these sample letters for you to use. Now it's called the Vault, and it's about twice the size of all kinds of stuff that you can use. So get it if you want. Don't get it if you don't want. It's all good with me. And that's it for Foundation Friday. We'll be back tomorrow with Success Story Saturday. So have a fantastic rest of the first day of fall. Actually, it's under 90 degrees today here in ridiculously way too hot, usually Arizona, for the first time in I don't know how long. So we are loving it. It's as if somehow Mother Nature knows it's the first day of fall. Now, of course, it'll go back up into the hundreds and whatever, but like doors, windows are open, we're hanging out, I'm not even sweating, like we don't even have all the fans on or whatever, like loving life. Wish you were here. That's it for Foundation Friday. Phil Brakefield says time to refresh. Don't know what that means, but that probably means I have a horrible internet connection as usual, and it's not coming through that well. So I will refresh the modem. I think that's what Phil means. And I'll be back tomorrow for Success Story Saturday. Thanks for joining me here today. Over and out.
Thank you for joining us today on the Rhino Daily Podcast, the daily podcast for sharp entrepreneurs hosted by Steve Cypress. Join us tomorrow for another exciting episode designed to help you increase your profits and improve your lifestyle. Also, go to rhinodaily.com for more great business exploding tips, strategies, and tactics from the world's top experts. Plus, snag your free copy of Money Making Monthly Magazine.
Goodbye.